Well, folks, we are into the middle of August here, and we are in Healdsburg, California. I'm lucky enough to reside in this beautiful town, and this wine hub is a very special place. And one of the most special places in Healdsburg is A. Raffinelli Winery. And actually, I'm sitting at A. Raffinelli Winery, and I'm with Shelley Raffinelli. It's a real privilege to be here with you today, and we got a lot to talk about. You have the most wonderful wines, but we're going to go right into the Zinfandel.
Yeah, so I'm very fortunate. I'm fourth-generation winemaker. We're still all family owned and operated, but we had the fortunate ability to be able to be located here in Healdsburg, and I owe that to my great grandparents. It was actually my great grandmother who made the move to Healdsburg from San Francisco. She was an Italian immigrant, and she convinced my great grandfather that this was the place to be, showed him how to grow grapes and make wine, and they survived, you know, everything from war, depression, and prohibition, persevered, and we're so lucky to be, you know, carrying on this great family tradition here.
This area was totally different. It was just a little small town that people passed through, and there was really no in town. Now it has become a beautiful place with chefs and inns all around these beautiful wineries, and it's really grown up.
Yes, it's become a destination. When I grew up, it was a small, rural farming town. There was nothing to do in Healdsburg. We went to Santa Rosa for everything. And I even went to school in Santa Rosa, and we were referred to as living in Hicksburg. Not Healdsburg, it was Hicksburg. So to see how far it's come with all this culinary movement, the art galleries, and of course all the wonderful wineries, it's great to be a part of that.
It really is. It's very exciting to be living here. And let's talk about Raffinelli's Zinfandel. Now, I go to Willie's on, which is a great restaurant in town, on Sundays or Mondays, and the first thing I do is have a glass of A. Raffinelli Zinfandel. It is a staple in my diet.
Yes, one of my favorite spots to go eat as well, and they're probably one of our number one accounts, but we're known for Zinfandel. We're located right here in the heart of Dry Creek Valley, and this is where Zinfandel's famous here. So we've been growing it for a long time. It's a very temperamental grape to grow, much less make into a wine. It gives me a lot of stress, a lot of sleepless nights at harvest. But I think we've mastered a style that we've become very famous for. And I believe it's just due to our experience in the vineyards and how to cultivate Zin to be able to bring me the best fruit possible. And if I don't screw it up, I hopefully can get that into the bottle. And I love seeing people enjoy it and see how I can convince them that Zinfandel is a great red wine. It's a food wine. It pairs with a lot of different dishes. And when it's made in a very balanced way, it can age very well. And it's an American grape. It's, you know, it's a California grape. That's what
it's a Healdsburg grape.
That's what I tell people. It's always going to be a niche. It's not a worldwide grape. It's not grown in every country around the world. So we do have this great little niche here for Zinfandel in California.
Now, there is one quality to Zinfandel from A. Raffinelli, and it's something you can't really put your finger on, but it's different than every other Zinfandel.
Well, I believe we give it a little bit more oak time, so we put it in French oak, and I feel that's just a compliment to our style of winemaking. More aging time in our barrels, we bottle it a little later. Unfortunately, we release it right after we bottle it, so it's going through a little bottle shock, but I think that really does help to give us a consistency in style. We're also sourcing the same grapes from the same vineyards year in and year out. All the fruit comes right here from Dry Creek Valley.
Right. And a lot of the grapes are basically, or the bottles are sold to the same people over and over. Pour some of the Zinfandel and enjoy this. The current vintage in the restaurants is 18, moving on to 19. Now, let's talk about both of those quickly.
So the 2018's had its year in the bottle, and I really feel that's when our Zins start to shine. So the 18 is drinking beautifully. It's got such an elegant mouthfeel. It just keeps you coming back for more, and it has that great balance. So we love to see that. Then you move on to the 2019. Very different growing seasons, and that's what you're going to see reflected in the wine. So 2019 was somewhat another drier winter. We then got 5.5 inches of rain in May. Probably not the best timing, especially for the Zinfandel grape. So what we saw is they got this natural irrigation in late spring. Great for the older dry farmed Zin vines, and we have a lot of those. So this helped carry them on throughout the rest of the growing season in the warmer summer. But you're gonna see a little bit of a bigger wine with the 19. It's still a little angular on the palate, but it did just get bottled in March. So it's a baby, but we do have a little bit more on the palate with the 18, a little bit more weight on the palate with the 19 than the 18. I would, you know, call out those two little differences, but let's revisit that 19 next year and see where it's at, because I see it evolving every month and it's really turning into a really nice wine as well.
Wonderful. And we are going to pair this up with some local chefs. So Shelley, thank you very much. And we'll move on now and pour a glass of the Zinfandel. Thank you.
Thank you.